This is KUT. Austin is in the process of rewriting its land development code. The new rules, known as Code Next, will govern what can be built in Austin and where it can go. The plan is still in the proposal stage, which means the city wants a bunch of input from anyone and everyone. That's led to an effort to spread the word about the code rewrite in languages other than English. KUT's Saida Hassan stopped by a multilingual Code Next event last night and brings us this report.
I've been to several of these Code Next meetings. Most have been in English, and all have been dense and full of regulatory jargon. Now, imagine what it's like for people who don't speak English as their primary language. Interpreter Susana Pimiento stands at the edge of the Hart Elementary School gym, speaking softly into a headset. She's live translating a presentation on Code Next into Spanish. Pimiento tried to brush up on some land development lingo in advance of the event.
One of the new regulations will be included in the code will be the setbacks, which is also the alejamiento, which is the distance between the house or the structure and the sidewalk.
About 24 visitors attended the city's first multilingual open house on Code Next. They had the option to check out headsets that would translate the presentation into Spanish, Arabic, Vietnamese, or Mandarin. City staff say they try to get the word out about the event through social media and multilingual news outlets. But in the end, only 2 people checked out headsets, both of them for Spanish translation.
I wish more folks could have attended, obviously.
Jorge Rusalon is the city's project manager on Code Next.
Certainly that's something that we will continue to explore. We extend those opportunities to the community to come interact with Code Next.
Rusalon says in terms of introducing new people to Code Next, he thinks the open house was a success. After the event, I caught up with one of the 2 people who did check out a headset, Raquel Escobedo. She says she heard about the meeting because she works as a custodian at Hart Elementary.
Es fantástico. Es muy bien, está muy bien eso. Se entiende todo muy bien.
Escobedo says the presentation was fantastic, and she learned a lot about housing regulations that she didn't know before. There's still time for the public to learn about Code Next and give feedback. The Austin City Council is set to vote on adopting the new code in April, though some council members are pushing for a delay. Saida Hassan, KUT News.